how to structure a real estate wholesale deal. Okay.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How to structure a real estate wholesale deal. Okay. So with the topic how real estate wholesale works, you already understand that you find properties, right? You find deeply discounted properties by simply targeting marketing at people that are in distressed situation. Either the property is distressed, meaning it needs a lot of repairs, right? Or the ownership is distressed. The ownership is, they can't afford to hold on to the property, so they need to get rid of the property. There are many reasons beyond just the house that could be happening. Some people just sometimes bite much more than they can chew. So there are marketing skills that you have to put in place to find this kind of homeowners and properties, right? So now let's say you've successfully found a piece of property, right? And you lock it up under contract. So there are five stages in this process, right? The five stages in this process is what you're looking at here. There's data, there's contract, there's contact, there's leads. You've generated a lead, meaning somebody said, yes, I'm open to selling you this piece of property, and then you negotiated a good deal, and then it's now under contract, right? All right, great. So you lock the property up under contract, and then it's time to pass that piece of paper, that contract, onto somebody else who will actually execute the deal. Okay. Now that person that will execute the deal has the cash. They are going to fix the property, they're going to repair the property. Potentially, they may want to hold on to the property and just be a landlord, right? That's their business. You just collect your $10,000 or $25,000, depending on how big or how sweet the deal is, and you just keep it moving, right? All right, so how do you structure that, okay? There are a couple of ways to structure it, okay? There's something called the assignment, okay? You can structure it as an assignment, which means it's the same contract that you assign over to the end buyer. Okay, that's one. Another way to structure is something they call the double escrow or double closing. Okay, or some people call it back-to-back closing. Okay, what that means is essentially you purchase the property and then you sell the property right away on the same closing table to another person. Okay, that's absolutely legal. Now there are certain financing structures that won't allow that, because people can take advantage of that and do it in mass and take advantage of people, right? So you'll find that if there's a use of mortgage in any of the transactions, mortgage companies will not allow this kind of situation. If there's a short sale that was agreed upon, let's say a bank agreed to sell your property for $120, the bank of course does not want you to be selling the property immediately for a profit of $15,000. That's the money that's supposed to come to them, because a short sale means they already took a loss. They want all the money that's going to come from the closing period. Okay. So they will not allow that. Another situation where they won't allow just assignment deals or even double closing is a situation of REO, right? REOs, they're essentially real estate owned properties. Okay, they're real estate owned by banks. Okay, and for the same reason, the bank don't want to, they already taken a loss on those properties, they foreclosed, they lost money, they just want all the money they can get from it. So because of that, they will restrict the title transfer of the property, and they don't want you flipping the property so quick, right? They don't mind you making a profit from our property, but like on the same table, they frown at that. Okay, so double closing for the most part is restricted to cash deals, okay? Because the people that's buying property, they don't care, as long as the property has money and equity in it and they can make money, they don't care how you structure it, right? And it's all cash, and there's more than enough people doing cash deals, okay? So basically the way it works is that assignment deals, if it's gonna be more than $10,000, especially more than $15,000, people are going to frown at that. They don't want you to make that kind of money. Okay, so if you know that your profit is going to be potentially more, like my highest I've made up to date is $82,000 from one deal. In that kind of situation, when it's much more than $15,000, it's best that you go with the structure of double closing or double escrow. That way you protect two different transactions. You incur cost of two different transactions, but that's okay. The money is in the deal, and you simply sell the property once you acquire the property. Now, back in the days, you were allowed to use the same cash coming from the end buyer to do both transactions, but these days there are restrictions to that. But there is also a very easy solution to that. They're called transactional funding, okay? That you can literally Google transactional funding and they come up all over the place. Basically, they will give you money to do a deal and they will charge you 1 or 2 points, meaning 1 or 2% of how much money they gave you, and they'll take that money back the same day. So it's like they give you $100,000, they're gonna get $102,000 back from you. It's worth it for them. It's just basically flipping the money really quickly. And that keeps the deals clean. That way you use a separate cash for the first deal, and then you pay them their money back and you sell the property right away to another person and you keep your profit, okay? So case in point, let's say you purchase a property for $80,000. Somebody is now willing to pick up the property from you for $120,000. That's a $40,000 spread, and that's much more than $10,000 to $15,000. Hard money lenders, they don't want to do deals that have so much spread going to a wholesaler in their mind for doing nothing. Of course, you did something. You marketed to find the deals, right? You spend a lot of time marketing to find these deals. But again, don't worry about the politics of it, right? Just keep the deal separate. You're purchasing a property and you're selling it to somebody else. You have transactional funding to fund the deal and you keep it moving. And then the person that's buying the property have their own cash bringing it to the table, or hard money lending bring it to the table, right? If it's all cash deals, basically anything goes, okay? As long as the lawyers and the attorney and the closing agent, they're okay with everything, you just let them worry about the legalities. You just find deals, okay? So now, how to structure a real estate wholesale deal. This is a topic usually beyond the scope of what I teach here. I teach you how to market, how to find these deals. That's how you get paid. You get paid from learning how to find deals, paid for finding the right contract. You don't get paid for learning how to structure deals. You get paid for creating results, okay? So how do you create results? You find good deals, find them in mass, create a pipeline of leads into your business every day, and you could do everything else wrong, you'll get paid. Okay, you get paid because there's more than enough people looking for, they will help you do the deal because you learn how to find a deal. But if you are just busy spending your time on LLCs, contracts, and stuff like that, you're probably going to fail anyway, okay? Because again, you're missing the point. Money comes from only one place, from people, okay? Not even from properties, from people that control properties. And those are the people you need to be spending your time finding.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.